Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. The eBay auction has closed, and Paul Majors from CBS Channel 2 is the winner. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Look at you.
I know. Look at that bid, huh?
You must be making some money over there at CBS 2.
Well, here's my deal. So, I mean, on this thing, it's $355, right?
Right.
And he had that IRS commercial on, which is great. Because what I'm going to do is when you give them to me, Timmy, I'm going to take them over to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame in Beverly Hills. I'm going to donate them. And as far as I'm concerned, my deduction on my income tax is going to be about $5,000. But now, I can back it up. You and Brian voted the number one most popular radio show at nighttime in L.A., right? I'm right about that, right?
Well, in one website, yes, you're correct.
And,
yes.
we just had a heck of a ratings report.
See, right. And you got that. Plus, obviously, you're Tim Conway Jr.
Right.
That, to me, that's worth $2,000 right there.
Okay.
You know, and then just the intrinsic value of the headphones themselves.
Right.
Because they've got to be top of the line.
You might get a lot of guys at the TV and radio museum scratching their heads when you drop them off.
Well, that's their problem. But, you know, they'll understand how valuable they are when I show up, and I'm going to do this when truck comes to my house, and that's how they're arriving at the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Will they be like a white cloth over them so that no one will see them until you remove the cloth?
Absolutely. We'll have a news chopper two overhead following me all the way there in the Brinks truck.
Good.
Now, Paul, I hate to say this because you're a very good friend of mine, but I'm a little leery of the amount of feedback you've had on eBay.
Yeah, well,
zero. I'm not sure if you're an AAA plus 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 bidder.
This is the first time I've ever bid on anything on eBay in my life.
Well,
I kid you not.
Now, here's what will happen.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It depends how quickly you, Paul Majors, get the money to us. And if you get it to us quickly, then we'll put positive feedback on there for you.
That's a whole other thing.
Good luck in trying to get the money.
We'll put great doing business with you. Would eBay with you anytime?
Remember that Brinks truck I was talking about? That's all pie in the sky, baby.
Excellent. All right, well, congratulations.
Hold on one second. Hey, Sylvia, could I borrow $5 to get home?
Sylvia Lopez walking around.
She just said, sure, hon.
Look at that,
just
man.
Just kidding, Sylvia. All right, guys, I got to
thank you, sir. All right, take care of yourself.
We'll see you
tonight, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
So, wait, you guys?
Yeah.
Sylvia's right here. She just walked in with $5. So guess what? My bid's down to $350.
That's so great. Later. All right, take care. There he goes. Paul Majors, everybody.
Oh,
look
gosh.
At that, man.
They have fun over there, and he's
$355 for those headphones.
Yep, it's got to make Gina feel good, as if the shots aren't going to make her feel good. What a night for you.
I'm on cloud nine right now.
Yeah. Maybe she can buy some new, I don't know, what are you going to buy with the money? Clothes?
I don't know. I think I'm going to keep my lights on.
There's a shot.
Oh, boy.
And
okay.
Maybe pay my phone
bill. All right, let's get into this real quick because we promised the audience we don't want to go back on our promise. We have put together five drinks. Oh, no, six. Don't sip them yet. We're going to tell them what they are.
Sorry.
Okay.
Baby.
All right, the first one that Gina's going to take here is called the Nasty Bitch. It's 1.5 ounce of tequila and 1/2 ounce of orange liquor.
Let me mix that. Hold on.
All right, can you hear?
Oh, yeah, she got it there. All right, okay.
Whoa, that's more than an ounce and a half.
She looks like she's done this before.
Orange liqueur. Okay.
Not using a measuring cup, I will point out, just
a couple splashes.
Just kind of eyeing that.
Sweetheart, that's more than an ounce and a half of each.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, take it. Chug it back.
Oh, God.
All right, here it goes.
Okay,
here goes Gina Grad with the nasty.
Smells awful.
I can't even watch. I can't watch.
All right, the nasty bitch is about to take a nasty bitch. All right, here we go.
I'm just going to plug my nose.
It's 1.5 ounce of tequila and 1/2 ounce of orange liqueur.
Oh, God.
That almost came through your nose.
That was not good.
Oh, my God. It hurts.
You don't like the nasty bitch?
No, it hurts.
All right, we got another one for you here.
Oh, my
Tim,
God.
Do we have a barf bag?
Yeah, we should. No, there's a trash can.
Here. Here's a trash can. I have it. Here's the box.
All right.
Here's the barf box.
That hurts,
okay.
Him.
Right,
my esophagus hurts.
All right,
thank you. We're done
with the tequila for a little while.
All right.
Here.
Oh, God. All right,
here's
I don't like
one.
Tequila.
Here's one. It's called the Abortion.
Oh, God.
It's 3/4 ounce of Bailey's Irish Cream. Take this bottle right here.
Okay. Here.
Right there, yeah.
Thank
Open
you, Brian.
Up. Nice.
A creamy drink.
3/4 of an ounce. Not so much. There you go. Right.
Okay. Whoa.
Jesus Christ, man.
Honey.
All right, you're going to get the peach schnapps.
Oh, God.
You got your schnapps
over
there?
That's peppermint schnapps. It's the other bottle.
Yeah,
peach schnapps.
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay.
There it is. Right there. All right, peach schnapps.
A little bit.
3/4 ounce.
A little more.
And a touch of grenadine. Now, we don't have actual grenadine, but see the jar of cherries?
Yeah.
Just pour a little of that crap in there.
The juice in?
Yeah, the juice.
But don't hold back the cherries with your fingers.
All right.
Don't touch every cherry.
And then lick your fingers slowly.
There you go.
You want to see me? Oh, I can probably do, we could just put this on YouTube. I think I can tie it in a knot
you
with
can?
My tongue. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That'll be for another night.
Too. Another night.
Can you tie my shoes with your tongue?
Probably not. No.
That would be that's eBay. That's
right.
YouTube. That's YouTube.
All right.
You tie our
Buzz
shoes.
That down. It's an abortion.
Just FYI, there's nothing that seems remotely appealing about this one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Here she is. The abortion.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's coming out. Oh, she can't swallow.
Hey, baby, no, you can't spit back in the cup.
Sweetheart.
You got to take the whole thing in.
Take it down.
My God.
You spit half that back. Just take the little left of it. We're driving you home. Don't worry about getting buzzed.
She's
already buzzed, I can tell.
I put it in my mouth. I spit it out, and you want me to drink it?
Just a little of it.
Look at the eyes.
You know, you can forget it. The next
can
one
we
is,
move on, please? That was disgusting.
The next one we can't say on the air.
Look at the eyes already.
Okay, here's one. That's good, huh? Are you okay?
I'm great.
You got to talk to the mic. Jerry, please. You got to talk to the mic.
I'm great.
Yeah.
All right. This one's called Gorilla's Puke. It's 3/4 of Bacardi, so we're back with the rum.
Okay.
Bacardi, yeah, Bacardi 151. Is that 151? What does it say on the side of that?
It does say 151.
151, okay. All right, then a 3/4 ounce of Wild Turkey bourbon whiskey.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what, dude? I don't know if I'd do this
one. I'll do it. Just wait. I like that this is in styrofoam, too. I'm sure that's enhancing the flavor.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mix whiskey.
Those two, right, yeah.
Wait, what am I mixing?
It's the Wild Turkey, that little bottle there, the fifth.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd do this one if I were you.
What? Why? What's the
problem? Because you've already got...
some cherry juice in me? I don't want to get too crazy.
How do you feel? I'll just ask. Do you feel like you could do it?
Yeah.
All right, then do it. Then do it if you feel like you can
do it. Tim, don't be a wet blanket.
All right.
Shorty buzz.
Take it down.
Take it down.
All right, ready?
I just worry about you. Puking all over the joint.
Are you ready?
All right, here
we go.
Whatever.
Brian's taking me home. He's the one that's going to worry about it.
All right.
Ready?
What was that sentence?
Gorilla's. All right, Gorilla's Puke. Here we go.
Oh, yum.
All right, Gorilla's Puke.
Oh, God.
Gina's Puke.
Oh, she's struggling to take it down.
This rabbi.
She's struggling to swallow it. Oh, it's lingering in her mouth. Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It was horrible.
Red-faced, dude.
Did you see the fight? Did you see
I saw the fight?
The struggle to get that down.
Dude, you got a really red face, man. I don't know what
it
is.
My eyes are watering like I've been throwing up.
She was literally, her mouth was like starting to open and a little bit would leak out. And then she'd like force her mouth shut.
I got it like all over me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Honey, you're a mess when you drink.
My esophagus feels creamy.
All right.
Is that bad?
No, it's not.
This one might put you over the top, and then we'll take a break. This one's called Liquid Steak. It's 1.5 ounces of Bacardi, so we're back with the 151.
Oh,
that
God.
Bottle right over here.
Okay.
Right there. Okay, well, that 1.5 ounces, and this will make you throw up if you don't have a tough stomach.
Ooh, God, that's a lot.
And then take this little bottle here.
Okay.
No, the brown bottle.
Okay.
And that's Worcestershire sauce.
I don't like that, Tim.
Oh, yeah, well.
I don't like Worcestershire sauce.
It's just, you know,
then pass on this drink. Pass on this drink.
Worcestershire.
What don't you like?
Yeah, you got it.
Worcestershire.
You're like... You're like doing Abbott and Costello's old act. I can never say Worcestershire sauce.
She's bombed.
Worcestershire.
You're bombed. Now you're bombed.
All right. Let's then don't take
I
it.
Honest,
don't pour
think,
it in there then. But okay. Then just take the shot of the rum. This is called
this
a
is so
this
college.
Is called a clear steak.
Oh,
rum.
All right.
Yeah.
So
all right.
College. Ready.
Here it is.
Oh, section all.
I kind of like rum. Ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. All right, we'll come back. Gina Grad is getting bombed on the worst shots on the planet.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
Do you remember doing that?
Vaguely.
Yeah. What do you think about Brian Whitman?
Awesome.
You love that guy, don't you?
I love him, yeah. I just can't get enough.
Real quickly, before we get a break, tell us about the sex dream you had about Jerry.
Oh, my God. How do you know that?
You told me. You told me about it.
I didn't tell you. I told Brian.
No, I didn't tell anybody.
I told you. I told you not to tell anybody.
But you didn't even tell.
Brian told me. You're the new Megaphone.
No, I said to you, by the way, I don't even want to hear the details.
Oh,
didn't remember I said that to you? You told them on your own.
Tim, I cannot tell this story.
What's the sex dream you had with Jerry?
Jerry, do you think this is even remotely air-worthy?
Does she know it?
Jerry knows it now.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't know if there's a clean way to say it.
Basically.
Were you having sex with Jerry?
No.
A certain act.
No, I was standing on like one side of the room, and Jerry was
with himself.
No, I can't even say.
Is he with an animal?
Something.
Oh,
oh no, you can't. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh God!
Oh, that is so sick,
man.
Sick pig you are, Jerry.
It was horrible.
Even doing that in her dreams. Oh, ba-boom.
But gosh.
All right.
You talk about distance.
Gina Kravitz getting bombed off the worst shots on the planet.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
We'll have a couple more for you when we get back. Don't throw up in here. We'll get really nailed.
I'm going to go.
All sweet dreams, you whore.
All right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Make sure she's already here.
It's Christmas, bitch. I see you, and I want to unwrap gifts.
You guys remember this song? That was
all
me.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Hold on, the
Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah, I know it's you.
You love that song, right?
It's good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's Britney, bitch.
It's Britney, bitch.
No, you say it's Christmas,
that's
bitch.
It's
Christmas, bitch.
Let's hear a little of it, Jerry. Yeah. You got my gift card to Old Navy. All right, that's good. Just wanted people to... Don't remember the lyrics?
All right. All right, Gino's taking shots here, man. The worst shots ever.
You guys, can I just ask you something really quick? Wasn't the Christmas show awesome?
That was pretty good.
It was good, right?
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was fun.
It was fun.
And they were like...
It was like so fun.
There were presents and...
It was nice. It was sweet.
I know. And you got me a nice...
Yeah, Tim.
What'd I get you?
What'd I get you?
Like magnets, like Racer X.
What else did I get you, Tim?
I don't know. Magnets or
something. Tim,
what else did I get you? I don't know.
Really? Do you not know? Because maybe you threw it away?
I didn't throw it away.
Wow.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know, it's probably my car.
Don't get belligerent.
Dude, I got him a really nice windproof lighter that he claimed tried to kill him.
It did try to kill me.
On the show. It happened live on the air.
It sparked and flamed out. It was almost a fire.
Oh, by the way, when
was fun.
When you came back from Kansas, because you went to, where'd you go?
Kansas.
The university.
Wedding. University of Kansas. What are you looking at me all crazy for?
And you brought us back those cups.
Yeah, I brought you guys.
I still have
J-pop
that.
I drink from that cup at home.
Really?
Yep, with ice in it and everything, and Coke and ice.
All right, here's the here's the next drink. You're not going to like this, but will you promise just to taste it?
I'll taste it.
Okay, it's called Smoker's Cough.
Is this an Edna
drink? It's going to look really weird.
Is this what?
Is it like an Edna drink?
No, it's not an Edna drink.
Oh, Edna's her old aunt.
It is. Ounce and a half of Jägermeister and one drop of warm mayonnaise.
What? I was wondering why this little
that was gross. Like,
you know, I was wondering what this little like salsa cup of like white was doing here, and Randy put it in here, and I asked him what it was doing. He's like, he gave me such a Randy response. He was like, don't worry about it.
We got that at the House of Pancakes.
Dude,
I can't. First of all,
I gotta tell you, I don't like mayo.
Take the Jägermeister.
I hate Jäger more than I hate mayo.
Just take the shot.
So these are the two things you hate.
And a little mayonnaise in that.
Two things you hate the most, Jäger and mayonnaise.
Okay, now put a little mayonnaise on that.
Oh, God.
Gina. Gina.
Can I please tell you that this is going to make me puke?
Just take a sip.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I need like a drum roll.
Come on, we gotta take a break.
It doesn't matter.
Ready?
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna do it.
Here we are.
One,
here we go.
Two, three.
Yeah. You're...
Oh God.
You're a pig.
Oh, it's coming out. Oh God.
Oh my
it's in her
God.
Hand.
No, dude. Don't throw up on the floor like that,
Christ
man.
Christ almighty.
Put the basket in front of her.
Mayonnaise on her hand.
Put the basket in front of her. Don't do that, dude.
In here.
Oh man. All right, we gotta take a break. Let's
I'm gonna cry.
Get oh, out of here. Don't get crazy.
You have mayonnaise on your hand.
You got mayonnaise on your face. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Take me home now.
Don't.
Back time. Oh, sure.
You have mayonnaise on your hands.
I want to go home. Take back. Dude, seriously. Tim can do crosstalk by himself. We got to go. Oh, dude, we got to go.
Hello?
Wait.
Hello,
wait,
can I ask you for some
plain spots, dude?
Park Street.
Jerry, put your back. Jerry, I'm covered in mayonnaise puke, but Jerry,
my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment.
We're running spots.
Put it back on.
Shut up, microphone.
I just lost it in the paper. I'm covered in mayonnaise puke.
Shut up, Michael.
You brought it on yourself.
Dude, but Jerry.
Whore.
It's not available now.
Jerry.
Okay. Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, really? I'd love to make an appointment.
Housing discrimination is illegal.